KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Chance of flurries or some freezing drizzle this morning. We'll have a high today around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey reports a 16-year-old male juvenile was arrested Thursday afternoon on a felony charge of threat of terrorism following an incident at the Red Oak Community High School. At around 3:15 p.m., officers with the Red Oak Police Department were dispatched to the high school for a report of threats being made. And upon arrival and investigation, it was learned that the 16-year-old male juvenile student had made several threats to classmates of allegedly shooting up the school. The teen was taken into custody and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center before being transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The investigation is ongoing and additional charges are possible. A report of an individual acting strangely in the Adams County Courthouse Thursday afternoon resulted in the arrest of Rodolfo Morales Jr. for public intoxication. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says once Morales was in the jail, he was found to be in possession of prescription drugs that were concealed on him. He was subsequently charged with 3 counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug and possession of contraband. His cash-only bond was set at $8,300. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County Thursday arrested 23-year-old Jessica Fisher of Sydney on an active warrant for child endangerment. Authorities say that on November 16th, deputies initiated an investigation into child endangerment that had occurred in Sydney, and during the investigation, they determined that a 3-year-old child had been exposed to methamphetamine. Fisher was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. Also, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office Thursday arrested a man from Hamburg on an outstanding warrant for violation of a no-contact order and robbery. 23-year-old Joseph Houghton was wanted in connection with an incident that occurred November 21st in Hamburg, where it is alleged that Houghton committed an assault of the subject and stole the item from a victim. Houghton has been on the run from law enforcement since the incident. Authorities say this was his 10th arrest in Fremont County since January of this year. He was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. A Cass County man walked into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Tuesday morning and turned himself in. The Sheriff's Office said yesterday the 41-year-old Jason Aaron Watson of Atlantic was wanted on a Pott County warrant for trespass and fifth-degree theft. After the warrant was confirmed, Watson was taken into custody and transported to the Pott County Jail. He has since posted a $300 cash bond and was released. Red Oak Police responded Thursday morning to the Red Oak Middle School for a report of a juvenile female causing damage. Officers found the girl had allegedly caused about $900 damage. She was arrested and transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The girl will be charged with criminal mischief in the third degree. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in handling that arrest. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says officials of the city of Malvern on Tuesday reported a sewer main break to the DNR field office. The break was discharging untreated wastewater into Little Creek, which is a tributary of Silver Creek, south of Malvern. The city has a contractor scheduled to install a new section of sewer main and stop the discharge. It's unknown at this time how much wastewater was discharged into the creek. The incident is under investigation by the DNR. And meanwhile, authorities recommend that pets, livestock, and humans avoid contact with the creek downstream until those repairs have been made. In our funeral announcements, Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died December 7th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Deborah Bagshaw will be this morning at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church, with a luncheon to be held in the church following the services. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. Priscilla Elliott, age 94, of Essex, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Priscilla Elliott will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Joan Nolan, age 74, of Panora, died Tuesday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Joan Nolan will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Megan May Clint, age 16, of Oakland, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Megan Clint will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Riverside High School in Oakland. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Donald Donnie Hendricks, age 74, of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donnie Hendricks will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church in Carson. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Dick Shirley, age 79, of Messina, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of life services for Richard Shirley will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Margaret Feldman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Margaret Feldman will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Elaine Lauritsen, age 82, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Elaine Lauritsen will be Monday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Joan Christensen, age 70, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Christensen will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock, and that'll be at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Larry Miller, age 74, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Larry Miller will be on Thursday, December 21st at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.